the story of Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Goldilocks had no idea that the Three Bears lived in a little wooden house in the deepest part of the forest. She had never seen the bears, and she had never seen the little wooden house until that morning. About the same time that Goldilocks had gone into the forest looking for wild flowers, the Three Bears had sat down at the wooden table in their cottage. Mummy Bear had made three bowls of porridge.
"It's too hot to eat," said Daddy Bear in his gruff voice.
The little baby bear squeaked, "It's a bit too hot, Mummy." Mummy suggested they should all go out for a little walk until the porridge cooled down. So that was why, when Goldilocks saw the wooden house for the very first time in her life and had knocked on the door, there was no one inside. The three bears were still out, walking. Goldilocks decided to peep through the window. Standing on tiptoe, she looked inside the wooden house and saw the table, the chairs, the bowls of porridge, and the fire smoking gently. By the fire stood a big pan of porridge, just in case anyone wanted second helpings. Goldilocks knocked once more at the door. Then she pushed it to see if it would open. It did. It was lovely inside the house. There were pictures on the walls and a nice warm smell from the fire. It made Goldilocks feel a bit hungry, so she went to the table. First she took a little spoonful from the biggest bowl. "Oh dear," she said, "it's not sweet enough for me." Then she went to the medium bowl and tried a spoonful. "Oh no," she said, "that one is far too sweet for me." But when she tried the smallest bowl of porridge, it tasted so lovely that she ate it all up. The same thing happened when Goldilocks tried the chairs by the fireside. First she sat in the big chair. "Oh, no, it's far too hard," she said. Then she tried the medium chair. "Well, that's a bit better," she said, "but it's a bit too soft for me." The smallest chair turned out to be perfect, absolutely perfect. So Goldilocks sat there for a while in front of the cosy fire. After a while, Goldilocks felt a bit tired, so she decided to have a look upstairs. In the bedroom, she saw three beds. The first one was enormous, but very hard and lumpy, so she tried the medium-sized bed. That was better, but just a little bit too soft. Finally, Goldilocks tried the little bed. That was over by the window. Oh, that one was absolutely perfect. And in the twinkling of an eye, Goldilocks fell fast asleep. If Goldilocks had looked through the window before she fell asleep, she would have seen the three bears returning along the path from the woods. But she didn't. So she didn't see them, and she didn't hear them, even when Daddy Bear said in his gruff voice, "Hey, somebody's been eating my porridge." Then Mummy said, "And somebody's been eating my porridge." Baby Bear positively squeaked when he said, "Somebody's been eating my porridge, and they've eaten it all up." Then Daddy Bear looked at his chair.
"Somebody's been sitting in my chair," he said.
Mummy Bear said the same. "Somebody's been sitting in my chair." And Baby Bear squeaked, "I think somebody's been sitting in my chair too."
"Let's take a look upstairs," said Daddy Bear. Up they all went,
very quietly. And no sooner were they in the bedroom when Daddy Bear said, "Look, somebody's been sleeping in my bed."
"Yes," said Mummy Bear, "and somebody's been sleeping in my bed."
Baby Bear was quiet for a moment. He could hardly believe his eyes. "Come and look here," he whispered. So Daddy and Mummy Bear joined Baby Bear. There in his little bed was Goldilocks, fast asleep. But suddenly she woke up and saw the three bears peering down at her. She might have been frightened, but the little bear was smiling such a happy smile.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?